Hello, friends. Please consider supporting my Flavors and Knowledge podcast. Donated proceeds are applied to absorb the cost of cooking classes and health education for children. Help a child affected with diabetes with a donation toward the proper management of the condition through Food First. This message is brought to you by Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation. Hello friends, welcome back. This is Chef Walter with another episode of Flavors and Knowledge. Today we're going to be talking about legumes throughout the year. Red meat compared to legumes does not have a winning chance in comparison. If you did not grow up eating legumes, you're probably uncertain how to incorporate them into your daily eating habits. There are plenty of resources available for legume education, which will allow you to balance your diet and slowly replace red meat, or at least in part. Legumes do not contain saturated fats, and that in itself will make me jump of joy. The benefits of legumes are well known because of their fiber content, which makes them a food capable of increasing the sense of satiety, a crucial aspect in a weight loss diet, but also capable of improving intestinal regularity. And that's not all. The fibers nourish the intestinal bacteria. Therefore, they perform an effective prebiotic action that protects the intestinal mucosa from many pathologies. More and more studies show that regular consumption of legumes, perhaps a portion of 2 to 4 times a week, is associated with a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and cancer. They can also reduce the chronic inflammatory state, blood pressure, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides. For these reasons, it is essential to eat legumes during the week and not to lose the habit of eating them throughout the year. The salads of rice and pasta, fresher and faster, not always considered light dishes because often enriched not with fresh vegetables, but also with ready toppings or cheese and salami. It is better, therefore, to opt for legume salad with cereal, a rule in all the culinary tradition, especially in the Mediterranean basin. From a nutritional point of view, we speak of a mutual integration because the proteins of legumes and those of cereals complement each other, making these dishes complete and balanced. The salad based on these foods, therefore, represent an ideal solution, especially during the summer when we stay away from the stove, and we can enrich them with ingredients as you like based on what we have at home, creating really a unique and a tasty and fresh dish for everyone. But as we said, there is no need to add other proteins such as tuna, eggs, or cheeses, because legumes are a rich source of protein themselves. Combining proteins from unique sources, animal or vegetable, will probably risk making the dish too rich and slow digestion. Salads, prepared to respect the right balance of nutrients and always choosing good quality ingredients fresh in season, can be the alternative to any red meat or to any animal protein. For this particular segment, I chose a chickpea, barley, and a tomato salad. And this is a recipe for 2 guests. So you will need 4 ounces of canned chickpeas. Always be certain to rinse the sodium, 3 ounces of barley, 10 cherry tomatoes, 1 carrot, 1 celery stick, 1 spring onion chopped up, extra virgin olive oil, and a little marine salt to taste. The first step to take is to cook the barley in abundant salted water for about 40 minutes. In the meantime, wash and cut the tomatoes in half. Put them in a salad bowl and season with a little oil, salt and pepper. Because you are using cooked chickpeas, make sure to wash them well and strain them through a colander. This step will remove unwanted sodium, as we said, and the packing liquid. Add the chickpeas to the tomatoes and mix well. Cut the spring onions in thin slices and add it to the salad, and continue stirring to blend all the flavors. The next step is to wash and peel the carrots and celery. I suggest you also peel the outer portion of celery, removing the filaments. Cut the carrots and the celery in a small dice, about 1/3 inch, and add to the salad mix. Lastly, strain the barley and mix with the vegetables. Adjust the flavors to your liking, perhaps with a good quality extra virgin olive oil and salt to your preference. And that will give you a wonderful salad that you can have throughout the year. Doesn't have to be just summer. Can also be in colder months. It will be a nice addition to a lunch, perhaps with one single slice of Tuscan Italian bread. And that is all for this episode of Flavors and Knowledge about the consumption of legumes, which I think are fundamentally very important, especially when the summertime comes. The lightness of the legumes can help replace those red meats or animal fats in general. Tune in to our latest Flavors and Knowledge podcast, which is available in about 10 platforms. Subscribe to News You Can Eat 24, which is a collection of short video casts on YouTube. And for recipes, you can always visit my newsletter, which is offered at walterpotenza.substack.com. I will have all this information on the show notes. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Eat safe and always wear a mask. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.